It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Happy All Hallows Eve to you. It is a special Halloween edition of the show. Now, Mike, what I love about Halloween, I've loved this since I was a kid. Only in America do we have a holiday where we dress up like idiots and go around from house to house getting candy from strangers. I mean, this is just great.
It's, you know, whoever came up with this whole thing is both twisted and a genius.
Really, both. I mean, there's really no way to describe it. It's two extremes.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's great. I mean, the Halloween costumes today have just, they've gotten so kind of out of control. I was in the Halloween store the other day, and it would, you know, when I was a kid, you had the little stupid plastic mask, you know, a gremlin, a ninja, and that's it, you were done. Now you have full-fledged outfits, you know, Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, you know, cowboys, anything. I mean, like, just really lifelike. It's gotten much, gone are the days where you can spend, like, $3 at your local Toys R Us getting something a little cheap and stupid, and that's it. Now, like, some of these costumes go for hundreds of dollars.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I remember way back in the day, I used to, well, you know, not as back as you, but back in the day, I had to throw it in, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
Nice.
You see, this is Halloween, though. This is the thing. This is the thing where we're evil, right?
True, that's true.
To be, you know, that's, you know,
bring up the scary topic.
It's in the air. Yeah, it's
true.
In the air, right?
That's true.
You know, by the way, we're not that separated in age, so don't worry about it. Everybody, I'm not, you know, whatever. Anyways, I actually one time just put, like, you know, like scary fingernails on my fingers. That was my costume.
Wow.
You know how much that cost me?
80 cents?
Oh, no, it was more than that, unfortunately. I got them at playing like arcade games and tokens.
Right.
Yeah, it was like 20 cents a pop.
Wow. That's a lot.
They were good fingernails.
They better be for 20 cents
fingers,
a pop.
Actually, yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just, you know what's funny?
That just wouldn't fly today.
Mm. No, it's true. It wouldn't. I mean, people expect more in today's Halloween age. You know, you brought up our age. I have a question for you.
Sure.
You know, I guess in today's age, okay, you know, when girls, when they become, I don't know, teenagers of age and in their 20s, their Halloween costumes get sluttier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was growing up, this wasn't the case.
No.
And there's about a 5-year age difference between us. I'm 29 and you're 24, if I'm not mistaken. Now, growing up, was that the case for you? Did the female Halloween slut era begin with you, your generation?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, no, it didn't really. It was a little bit later, probably.
Wow.
I haven't studied this, but it was a little later.
We miss everything.
I know.
We missed the sexual revolution of the 70s. We missed the Halloween female slut of today, and all we had was the 80s, which, you know, baggy sweaters and, you know, 80s and 90s, just like nothing going on. Even Beverly Hills 90210, the 90s version. I mean, later on, the outfits got a little skimpier, but really, it just, you see it today, tough age growing up. And it's funny, we're talking about costumes because what was the weirdest costume you ever wore?
Was it
the nail thing?
No. I think the weirdest costume I ever wore, and I, to be blunt, do not remember the story behind this costume. I one time went as a block of cheese. Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's good.
I am not
that's
kidding
good.
You.
That's good.
Including, complete with holes cut out.
Oh, my God.
You know, complete with...
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. That's a great question.
Block of cheese.
I mean, we got to be talking early elementary school here.
Wow.
But,
what a great costume.
Yeah, that was a pretty amazing getup. That took way too much time to do, if I remember correctly.
I don't think you can buy that in the stores. A block of cheese. Wow,
true. You probably could not buy that. And if you did, it would probably come with all this crap that would make you have to spend like $60.
Exactly.
On it. You know, that just took some. See, but that, you know what though?
Huh.
That costume, for its idiocy, even, you know, for all its idiocy and all its goofiness, that costume, there was imagination that had to go into
that.
There was some arts and crafts skills
that
needed to be implemented there.
For a block of cheese.
A block of cheese. You don't get that today.
You don't. And it's funny, the even those outfits that cost hundreds of dollars, they do seem to lack imagination.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the expense of being lifelike, you know, where's the thought? Where's the creativity?
You know, it's like how many I Dream of Genies can you have, right? How many, you know...
It's all the same.
How many ninjas can you have jumping around?
Exactly.
Ninjas?
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's just...
Ninjas?
It's boring.
At least be like an undead ninja.
Exactly, something.
You know?
Well, it's funny...
What about your costume?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we talk about creativity.
Okay.
And this came out when I was in junior high.
Oh, wow.
I... used a Jason hockey mask. You know, Jason, yeah, the horror phone character. Okay. A Freddy Krueger glove.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, predicting the Freddy versus Jason film.
Yes, you know, way back when. This was in the early 90s, okay? So I had the Jason mask, the Freddy glove, wore a chef's hat, you know, the white fluffy chef's hat, and I said I was going as Jeffrey Dahmer. I was going as Jeffrey Dahmer. To me, it made sense. And I'll tell you, a lot of my school chums, they didn't get it at the time. They did not get it.
Yeah, well...
They weren't seeing my vision.
No, but I understand the vision. I understand the vision.
I thought it was creative.
It's creative. It's, I mean, it makes as much sense as what Dahmer did.
Exactly. You know. It really does. Yeah. I mean, it... There's a connection there.
I have to admit, you know, I regret. I'm actually not going to be able to go out on this, you know, this Friday with, you know, the whole Halloween thing. I'm going to be, you know, I mean, I'm going to be here at home. But the thing is, though, what I mean is I'm not going to go to work and be able to see my coworkers' crazy costumes.
Right,
which I know they're going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. What would, like, a costume, what would you wear if you were going out?
Going out, you know, there, because I, you know, working from home on Fridays, if I was going, I would go, I think I would wear...
Manny Ramirez?
No, not Manny Ramirez, but that's not bad. You know, that's actually fairly easy to do. But no, because there's too many Manny Ramirez's out there.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but because if I was going to work...
Good point.
If I was going to work based on, you know, having to dress up at the office, I think I would go with a costume that I've actually gone with the last few years that I've gone to work on Halloween, and that is wearing sweatpants, wearing sandals, and going as somebody who's using Halloween as an excuse to wear sweatpants and sandals at work.
Very nice. Now, my one big question for you is it the same sweatpants every year?
Actually, yes.
Same sandals?
Yes.
Nevin.
Yes.
That's consistency.
You got to grow into the character. Grow into the character. That's creative.
You know, that's true. You only get to do it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an exciting opportunity to really, like, just delve into the inner working.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, scariest story of 2008.
Oh, wow.
Halloween, scary times, scariest story of 2008. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, there have been a lot of scary stories this year. There have been a lot of weird things going on. My personal favorite scary story, this is the Halloween themed thing here. So there was a guy, this is actually pretty recent, but there was a guy in Britain, I'm forgetting where now, who purchased, he had this like gigantic family. I mean, it's like, because I think it was his mom and his, like, you know, and his grandkids, whatever. But it was, you know, but there were only like, in his immediate family, it was just his wife and two kids.
Okay, got it.
They bought this palatial mansion, right, you know, in Britain. I mean, it cost them, I don't know, who knows, hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Right.
Moves in, within one day, claims that there are ghosts haunting the mansion, both him and his wife. And there are just some terrific examples he gives. My absolute favorite, hands down, is this one where he has two daughters, right? Okay. One daughter is sitting watching TV, right? And, you know, and early in the morning, at like 5 in the morning, and he calls to her, and she doesn't respond. Yes. And he goes, my God, is this, like, what's going on? You know, why is she not responding? Runs up to her room and finds her there, in her room, sleeping. So who was watching the TV?
The other daughter?
Well, that would be the conclusion you and I would come to, right? Because we're rational.
Right.
This guy goes, it was a ghost.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
who happened to look like his daughter, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, you know what? I just, and so, of course, he claimed that, therefore, he didn't have to make any payments on the mansion.
We knew that's where it was coming to.
And moved out of the mansion right away.
Wow.
I just, you know, I mean, maybe scary story isn't the right thing to say.
You know, but scary in his stupidity.
You know, I just was cracking up. I couldn't believe it. So that's my nomination.
Only in Britain.
Yeah.
Well, mine, it's real simple.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton running for president. I got to admit, you know, as bad as it sounds, it kept me up nights. It kept me up nights. I said it. It had to be said.
Oh, wow.
Kept me up nights.
There we go.
So, on that note, we always encourage letters from our listeners. I'm sure we're going to get a few of that one.
Yeah, probably.
And you can write us in a couple of ways. You can send us a email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. Or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. This week's letter comes from Michelle in Indianapolis. And Mike, Michelle was writing about our topic last week, actually a couple weeks ago, about Madonna's divorce.
Yeah, that was a couple
weeks ago, her upcoming divorce to Guy Ritchie. And she actually had a few thoughts about this. And about the divorce, Michelle writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, it's about time they stopped the charade. They only got married because she had his child. I would imagine she had a flirtation with A-Rod, nothing more. Perhaps he boosted her ego, and now she thinks she can move from one to another. It's actually all really sad. I used to adore Madonna. She was such a maverick. As she's gotten older, she's become a mere caricature of her former self. Maybe she's just going through a midlife crisis." And it's signed Michelle in Indianapolis. And Mike, it's funny. Michelle made the exact same point we made last week. And the point you made, too. She said she's a caricature, which I think you said something similar a couple weeks ago. And also, she made the same point I made about Madonna going through a midlife crisis. Right. And honestly, I think that might be it. I really do.
Yeah. Absolutely. It certainly could be. I mean, it's funny. I love the use of the word maverick there.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, her and John McCain are apparently,
they're kindred spirits.
Together there. That's true. I mean, the thing about her is she used to be a trendsetter.
Mm-hmm.
She used to go out and sort of lead the charge and
right.
do all the, and all the crazy music videos and all that stuff. And now, I mean, she really is a shell of that. She really doesn't, she's not with it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not hip. She probably is going through a midlife crisis. What's probably happening, she's going, Guy Ritchie is not hip.
Mm-hmm.
He's not with it. He sucks. So, maybe it's time to find someone.
Here's what's really sad about this, is that she's getting older. She's getting older. She's pushing 50. And there's nothing wrong with that. And she looks fantastic for her age.
She does.
Hands down. But she's getting older. She has children. It is time, I think, to slow down. Let others in her industry take the lead, take charge. Madonna will always have a place in music history. I mean, she may be the most celebrated, female singer, of her era.
And I'll just say right now, in case anyone thinks that, we're not Madonna fans here, I still think the Immaculate Collection, which is like one of her greatest hit things, is one of the best
phenomenal
CDs I've ever heard.
I actually have a CD with Like a Prayer in my car.
See? There you go.
I mean, it's so she's great. But she really, it's too bad that she can't go gracefully into the night, just kind of enjoy. She's got almost half her life ahead of her.
Yeah.
You got all the money you'll ever need. She can still perform. She'll still sell out concerts around the world.
Yeah.
Just bow out gracefully and enjoy your life with your husband. And, I hope she finds somebody, who can make her happy instead of chasing the A-Rods of the world, because it just gets sad.
Absolutely. I mean, but at the same time, just super quick, do you really think Madonna could go gracefully into the night?
No.
See, that's the problem.
No.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But Madonna, this is free advice.
Yeah.
From,
we know you're listening.
Yeah, to you, from Mike and Nev, next time we charge. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode.
About this time?
Mike's all about the money. Come on now.
Listen, I mean, she can handle it. She can afford it.
This is true. Okay, send us a check to P.O. Box. No.
Just leave a comment.
Yeah. With your address so we can send you a bill. With your P.O. box, we will send you a bill.
Oh, that's and then never going to happen.
We accept PayPal. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget to continue to check us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Block of Cheese Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. Block of Cheese, I love that.
That was really good.
It was good. It's the Things That Matter.